to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here with Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and Mainframe USA Clothing Line. A lot going on. I missed the weekend show. I heard it was a hoot. You guys went very long, I saw it was like a two-hour episode. Aaron, you know, we have standards on this show.
I blew him out the water with a four-and-a-half-hour episode. Everybody, go check it out. It's a ranking of a show.
You blew through all of our minutes that we have on Libsyn. I'll have you know.
You're welcome.
That's also a lie, though, because... I mean, we do have minutes, but we have... I plan for this kind of thing. I assume you're going to go outside of the boundaries.
A little bit.
I'm gone for one weekend, and then you completely turn the show upside down.
It was late. We had special guests. We had to take a little longer for the special guests.
We did, and who were those special guests?
It was Gabriel Iglesias from the famous Enrique Iglesias' twin brother.
Yep.
He was there to promote his new mixtape. And L Boogie.
She also sent me a message and wanted me to remind you guys that they are hiring at Oblivion Comics and Coffee, opening in Sacramento here in like the next month or two. Like it's coming up so soon. There's a lot to get done before that time. We'll keep you up to date on when the official launch date is going to be, but they're only accepting new applicants until this Friday, so your time is limited. If you want to work for the premier comics and coffee shop in Sacramento, California, you got to go to Oblivion Comics, go to their social media page, their Twitter, their Facebook. They have all the information on what you need to do to apply. Also on the show, you heard his voice, Aaron. He already had his time. He wasted it. He squandered it. But also with their time, joining us, David Webb. What's up, man?
What's going on, everybody?
I asked you the question, so you say, what's going on to me?
What's going on, Corey?
Chad doesn't care how you been.
Wow.
They don't.
They don't care about us.
They really care.
They don't.
How are you, Corey?
They care about Aaron, and then they care more about this person in the bottom right box, live here with us, week in, week out, Ivy Doom Kitty cosplay extraordinaire. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Wow.
Not as good as you.
What, you sleepy there?
Huh? It's been a very long day.
Yeah, I feel
very, it. Very long day. That's my morning started at freaking 5 a.m. and I've been busy.
You have
getting
been
into
busy.
Trouble as usual.
You spent the weekend in Lexington, Kentucky at a Comic-Con.
I did, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Really?
I got fed lots of bourbon, lots of potato chips and good yummy food stuffs, and yeah, it was fun. The stands out there are kick ass.
So is that what Kentucky's known for, is bourbon and potato chips?
Well, whiskey, you know, whiskey, bourbon. There's a certain kind of potato chips that they have out there. Oh my god! And there's this ice cream that's phenomenal. It's so good. I'm actually gonna have them ship it to me because it's so good.
Wow, that's commitment. Jeez, that's commitment that really to the craft. Is. Which costumes? I remember you had people vote on which costumes you were going to wear. Which ones made the cut?
Oh crap!
I think back. It was only a few days ago.
I know. Gaston on Sunday. Zatanna on Saturday, and Friday was. Oh Lord.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore. It was. I'm going through my phone actually because I don't remember. Oh, Ghostbusters.
Okay, so you busted out the Gaston. Was that because we have the?
Because busting makes me feel good.
Well, is it this long-awaited movie is coming out tomorrow? Right? Is it tomorrow that we get the Beauty and the Beast movie?
It comes out. Yeah, this weekend. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that close?
This weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care enough to know.
That's actually the very first movie that my mommy took me to go see with my young other sister. Yeah, that was our first, my first Disney movie in the theater. It was awesome. So first, I'm now going to take my mom out to go see it.
First Disney movie or just first movie in general?
I don't know. Definitely okay. First Disney movie. I don't know if it was first movie in general. Depends. What came out first, that or Star Trek Generations?
The heck if I know. Who watches Star Trek?
Yeah, I don't know. Me? I think Beauty and the Beast came out first.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Beauty and the Beast as well.
Also, if you guys have not already, follow us on Twitter at Video Game Bang. We just finished up the giveaway where we do have a winner to announce. What was the guy's name, Webb?
His name was Mikey Mutilator on Twitter. Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
Just shows how the internet shines.
We didn't put like
names.
Yeah, I was gonna say we didn't put a no murderer clause when we did this giveaway.
You know, it's we're learning as we grow as we go. Now I know better for next time. But hey, at least he's gonna have a cool mouse pad.
Well, Mikey, congratulations, Mikey. We'll send that to what is it, San Quentin?
Yeah, let us know which prison you want to send it to. And
they're probably gonna have to go through it first.
No, we'll bake it into a cake. It'll be fine.
You know what? I wonder where they got that from. Like, did somebody really bake a file in a cake?
And I want to know is at this point in history, do they check cakes or do they go, no, that's too obvious. No one's going to be dumb enough to actually try that. Bring the cakes in.
If you're a TSA agent, I know they don't. Just saying, everybody.
They check other things.
Just saying. Yeah, they check everything else but the cake.
Genitals.
Actually, they will look at the cake. I've taken cakes through.
We're talking about, well, Ivy, your cakes are different than other people's cakes. Let's just be honest.
This is true. My cakes are pretty damn amazing. They are better than everyone else's cakes.
Yes. I don't think we're talking about
actual
the same
cake.
I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
No. I'm talking about actual cake. I used to bake, guys, for those of you that didn't know. I was a cake decorator.
Wow. Oh, so was I.
Why don't we have a VGB cake by Ivy?
I can make a cake.
Because TSA will confiscate it when she ships it to us.
I did fly one. No, I flew one to Portland last year. Like, I flew with the cake.
Oh, really?
I escorted the cake. Yep.
You held it the whole way?
Yep.
Did you buy the cake its own seat? Or
no.
Did you just hold it in its lap, in your lap?
In its lap? I held it in its lap.
Okay.
I held the cake, and then I finished the assembly when I got to the hotel.
Gotcha.
I want to try. Yeah, it's pretty badass.
You're right over there.
Just saying, you don't know what you're missing.
I like cake. What's the most extravagant cake that you ever did?
10-minute tangent about cake.
I did a Nightmare Before Christmas cake that was insanely kick-ass. This thing was, like, massive and super decorated, and it had, you know, like, Jack and Sally and all this really cool stuff. I like doing a lot of sculpted cakes. It's a lot of fun. And everything's from scratch, fresh. I generally make it the night before I have to deliver the cake because I cannot stand places that will make cakes, you know, a week in advance and then call it fresh. I think that's BS and disgusting.
Yeah.
And it has to be from scratch and like none of that box crap. Unless you're in the mood for box stuff, then that's a different story.
You in the mood for box stuff? Web?
Sometimes.
I like a good Betty Crocker cake.
I'm ready to change the name of this podcast to Video Cake Bang.
Video Cake Bang.
Actually, we might attract a whole new audience with that one.
Yeah.
Web's into a Betty Crocker's box.
Get
best
cake.
Best bang for your buck.
So we have some news to drop on you guys out there. We have just partnered with Video Game Bang in association with Energy Esports, the Sacramento Kings, and Capital Fight District are putting on a tournament this Saturday. So if you're in the NorCal area, Sacramento region, we're going to be doing a basically a Smash tournament. It's going to start at noon, or sign-ups begin at noon. Tournament's actually going to begin at 3, and we're running until we get a winner. Sacramento Kings are actually going to show up there with a few dancers. We're going to have tons of giveaways.
Really now? Sacramento Kings? So yeah. Maybe I can try out?
You can try out to be a dancer.
Feels like I got a shot.
You can try out to be a dancer.
It's going to be really fun. The top four people, so obviously we're going to run the tournament like normal. There will be a winner, but then the four who were in the top four will get to go to the Kings game on Wednesday the 22nd, where throughout the evening they will be competing in a smaller tournament at the Golden One Center, where the winner will play against Energy Nairo at the halftime show.
So the winner gets to lose against Nairo at the
yes
the halftime show. Okay,
who knows? This could be your Cinderella story.
Well,
this could be the Joe who went from just playing small tournaments, read about this on the internets. He showed up and then gets a chance to upset Nairo. Like, you can't. If everyone thinks you're gonna lose, what do you have to lose? Like
everything.
No,
you're in front of the entire world.
I think that's how the quote goes.
You're thinking of it, and that's fine. You're thinking about it as, you know, the guy who comes out of the stands at halftime, and he's got
the next TBS movie,
the $30 million shot from half court type of thing, or 30,000. Nobody's crazy.
Nobody. Let's be real.
But this is Nairo we're talking about here, man.
He's good. He's one of the best in the world. They're flying him out for this event. It's gonna be really cool. So throughout the game, we're gonna have like 5 Wii U's set up on the concourse. Well, you can still see the game from up there. You can come, you can meet VGB, meet Nairo, get some tips and tricks, jump on one or two of the machines and start playing. It's just going to be an extension. It's actually the first time esports is going to be represented at the brand new arena.
Nice.
And if you remember, there's tons of articles written on how Golden One Center is supposed to be the end-all, be-all for esports. It's got the largest 4K display hanging up there. And then we're going to showcase what esports can do in Sacramento. I'm super stoked. What we're going to try and do for this Saturday, you know, we have a Saturday show, is we're going to try and cast the event live. So the pregame beer, bar and beer, I think it's called, or burgers and beer.
I think that's it, burgers and beer.
Burgers and beer. Yeah.
Brews and bars.
That's something different.
Bitches and brewskis.
Yep.
I said broads and bratwursts.
Benjis and boobs.
B&B.
B&B.
There you go. Yeah.
Pregame B&B.
Whatever you want to call it. We'll be there this Saturday, and we'll have a setup there, and I basically need to practice on casting. So Aaron, myself, Webb, and whoever in the community wants to show up and cast the matches with us can do so, and teach us the ins and outs. Because at that halftime show, your boy, Video Game Bang Corey, will be doing the announcement for the intros for Nairo and his competitor, as well as commentating the match.
Now, are you going to try to imitate what you've seen, or are you going to come up with your own style?
Imitate what I've seen.
Oh, come on, dude.
I'm going full Bruce Buffer.
Wow.
I think that's smart for your first time.
In this corner, I'm going to say, let's get ready to rumble. It's going to be, no.
Are you going to get the mic? Like,
no, I'm talking about how you've seen.
You rig it to come from the top.
You work with esports, so you've seen how the casters.
You are there. Esports.
So you know.
So basically, this is like, I'm not too worried about it, because this is for an audience of sports fans who have probably never seen Smash Bros. Before. So we're gonna, when the Kings are there with us on Saturday, one of the things they're gonna do is shoot like a promotional video, kind of explaining what Smash is. What the percentages on the bottom of the screen means. What's a stock? What's a down smash? We're going to have to kind of give them a quick little 2-minute intro so that they're equipped with the tools to, digest what they're watching. So basically, a lot of the commentating is going to be me saying, the reason why Mario is punching Luigi in the face right now, so it's going to have to be kind of like breaking it down to not a very complicated level.
Are you going to refer to them as sports fans?
Hey, sports fans! Do you like Nintendo?
No. No. A Kings fan. Sacramento Kings fans. I've been a Kings fan my whole life. I've seen endless amounts of games. I worked for the Sacramento Kings, once upon a time. So this is awesome to come back to my home, except it's not Arco Arena. It's the Golden One Center. So it's kind of my home. It was cool. Like, when I went in, I shadowed the social media team. Because Kings have one of the best social media teams, and since that's kind of my biz now, I got to go there and hang out for an entire game and learn the ins and outs of how they run things. And I saw tons of people that I recognized and remembered me from my time back there. So it was interesting. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. We're so excited. This is probably the most exposure, the show will have to our local community all at one time. And if you are in the area, tickets to the game are only like $15 because they're playing against the Bucks. So get in on that. If you want to see esports represented, help out the VGB, hang out with Nairo, it's going to be a hell of an event. Aaron, what do you think?
I think it's going to be interesting to see how esports is going to be represented in this major venue. I'm always excited about tournaments, though. So the Barnes and Nobles one that we're going to do, or whatever, is going to be lit.
It's going to be lit, fam.
Yeah, it's going to be lit, fam. But I still think Naira's going to beat the mess out of somebody. He's just going to smash somebody terribly.
Unless it's a Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah, it's not a Lupe Fiasco situation. He was a pro. He's a pro.
He's a pro.
What's chat saying, Ivy?
Cool.
Oh, you got to unmute your mic there.
Whoops. Sorry. Chat wanted to know, where is the money going, if it's going to the podcast?
What money?
Oh, the entrance fee.
Oh, the entrance fee does not go to the podcast. Mm-hmm. It goes straight to the pot.
So, goes to the winners. The winner's circle, huh?
Yeah, I believe it's like a 60-30-10 split.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Oh, they don't just put it in one of those hurricane boxes and let the winner try to grab as much as he can?
That would be awesome.
That would be 5 minutes.
That'd be incredible.
So that means Aaron and Webb cannot enter, right?
No.
No.
And then you don't want. Yeah. We couldn't do that. And that'd be a big handicap.
Yeah, like, it's a five. Like, it's a $5 tournament fee, and then the pot split is 60-30-10.
Yeah.
So what are those numbers? 60-30-10?
This whole venture is nowhere near, like, really, we're not going to make any money off of it. I never even really thought of that side of it. Maybe we should, actually. And actually, pregame, Beans and Bakers is actually not even charging a venue fee at all.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We've been there in the past where just to watch, you had to pay $5 or something like that. They're, in fact, doing, like, burger specials, so, you know, meals are going to be, like, 10% off.
Nice.
They're doing the opposite.
Yeah, they're doing the complete opposite. And actually, Jay Gist was like, actually, our goal here is to get the fire marshal called. Like, it'll be a success if we pack this thing out so big. And he's
getting, how much does freaking pregame Buicks and Bottles hold?
I don't know. It's a pretty big place. Pregame Bears and Bunches. It gets a lot of people.
I'm sorry, Buicks and Bottles is my favorite so far.
You got any for us, Ivy?
Just like pregames Bernstein and
Bears.
Pregame Bernstein Bears.
Until they sponsor us, they don't get their names said correctly until we spam them on the internet, I guess. So people, like, I don't know where to go now, guys. I was looking, trying to Google up every name you said. Cannot find this place.
Oh, man.
Well, there we go. Who sent that? Sir X Butcher said he could enter, win, and give 10% to the podcast, then blow the rest on booze and hookers, and buy Aaron some fries.
There you go. Wow.
Instead of fries, I think he'd want sunglasses.
I'm not used to our chat being so thoughtful.
Yeah. It's a whole new crowd that we have right now.
That's pretty dope.
That's awesome.
It just, if you do want to Google it, just for the record, it's pregame burgers and beer. I just looked it up on the flyer.
Okay.
Okay. What's playing? What's playing? What's playing? What's playing? What's playing? For the first time ever, I saw that coming. Like, I had a premonition that the What's Playing theme song was going to go. It did not catch me off guard. That's a first.
So it's pregame barnacles and bad theme songs.
Nailed it.
Okay, I got it.
Barnacles. Son of a bitch.
Let's start this one off with someone who actually does respect me as a human being. Ivy Doom Kitty, what have you been playing this week?
She said pass.
Did you guys hear that? What was that?
Welcome to the Ivy Insanity Hour.
I think Ivy does not have water in that bottle.
Did you hear that?
No, it was water.
I
ran out of water.
Potato water.
I think it was pure gasoline. Or vodka.
Anyhow, I've just been playing Overwatch. I haven't had a chance to jump back into Resident Evil 7 or Wildlands since I haven't picked that up. I did get my collector's copy of the new Zelda game, but I don't have a Switch, so it's just sitting in its pretty little box collecting dust at the moment because I'm lame.
We had discussed that a week ago. Like, what's the holdup? Still no Switch.
I can't find a Switch.
Are they out places?
Sad Panda. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't find a Switch out here.
Actually, yeah. I thought they'd at least be in stock, like, selling regularly,
most of the accessories are gone.
Yeah,
really,
can't even find accessories for it.
Like a screen protector.
I want to know in chat too. Answer us. Riddle me this: have you guys like tried to go purchase a Switch anywhere and they're sold out, or what's going on? Or have you paid like an obscene amount of money to buy it online yet?
Please say you have not paid.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay an obscene amount of money to buy it. I'd rather wait and be able to afford it whenever it, you know, comes around, but I'm not gonna do that. And aside from that, just a lot of Pokemon Go, collecting the next gen, second gen Pokemons and whatnot. And yeah, that's about it. What about you? What have you guys been playing?
Aaron, what do you
think? Wow, look at her throwing it back.
I like that.
Throwing it back.
She's a veteran.
Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
She lost.
Distracted Aaron.
Wildlands. Yeah, that's what I've been playing.
There you go. Wildlands. Welcome back.
The game hasn't slowed down. Playing it on the hardest difficulty is the way to play it.
Yes.
I've been playing a little, like, not even the main story. Just side stuff so I can upgrade my character and then just be more awesome in the game.
Yeah, the other night we just went through playing, just finding weapons. Just
trying to get scopes and, yeah, weapons and stuff like that. Like, and it's, when you're doing that, it's not like, here, go to point B and you got it. Like, it becomes another little mission getting inside of areas to get stuff. We had to infiltrate a prison that was inside of a cavern, which is pretty
dope.
Like
a canyon, yeah.
A canyon, yeah.
I want to know.
Why did that say El Boogie?
said El Boogie over somebody's head?
Over your head.
Wow.
Ivy's talking about. See, I didn't really fully prepare for the show, so I'm still changing people's Corey. Name badges and stuff as it's going on.
Preparing on the fly.
Man.
But if you want to start calling Aaron El Boogie, I mean, I'm sure.
El Boogie wishes she can be me.
Laura wouldn't mind.
By that mean, I can eat anything I want, and I'm not a vegan.
They said it could be anything, so you became an Aaron.
Yeah.
Webb, what you been playing?
I've been playing a little bit of Wildlands, a little bit of Zelda, and Overwatch. Got back into that for like a night.
New character out yet?
No, it comes out this week.
Yep, that's a new story.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, Webb and I played a little bit, and it was just one of those nights where it sucks because I was playing with my friends.
Wow. Yeah. That's how video games are supposed to work.
It's kind of true because, like, I like these people. I still like these people. But that as a team...
Does that mean Webb is not a friend?
Webb was in there.
Yeah, he played with me.
Okay, because that's what I got out of that.
No, yeah, wow. he played. And we just did not have chemistry.
No, nobody was gelling.
The character pools were a little shallow and there's a lot of overlap. So, like... two or three of our people would all be good with the same character, and then we'd have a rando join us too, so that kind of threw off the balance because they'd want a Hanzo or something. And I kind of learned my lesson about playing with friends in competitive. Don't do it.
Well, why were you playing in competitive then? Like, anytime we play in a mass group, we never really do competitive.
You don't play competitive anyway.
That's true.
So that's
that's true.
But we've had similar nights where all of us, we'll have a six stack on PlayStation, and we're just not we're just not doing well.
But that's towards the end of the night.
Yeah.
You know, because we'll ramp up and we'll do amazing. And then, like, it'll be four of us. And then we'll add another person. And then we'll add another person.
Right.
And then it's just kind of like, I think we've plateaued. And then we'll just go
and then
down.
We start.
Yeah.
I think we won the first match that we all played.
I don't think we won anything that wasn't quick play. Because
really?
Then we went to quick play and then we started winning.
Oh, we started wrecking in quick play.
Yeah, quick play kings. But as far as competitive go, I'm never playing with any of you guys again.
Wow. Jeez. Well, there's always a PlayStation where we won't play competitive at all.
Losers.
There we go. So I'll just play games with Aaron and the two of you can have at it.
Yeah. Well, you got to get on PlayStation.
No.
Yeah.
We can still play games, Ivy.
What are you playing, Corey?
Thanks for asking.
I've
been playing Zelda. Lots of Zelda.
You haven't beat it yet?
No, I think I'm pretty far off from beating it. I have like 6 health hearts, so I'm happy about that. Like, I'm just going out.
Is that nice. Still one row?
That's why I have 2, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are losers.
Damn.
Should at least have 2 rows by now.
It takes a lot of time.
It takes a lot of damn time. And I got an addition to my stamina wheel, and I'm just trucking along. I'm just kind of enjoying it. Have you beat any of the divine beasts yet?
I've gotten to the point to where I can fight 2 of them, but I haven't actually done it yet.
Okay.
I'm just, like, discovering.
So, I was working on my first divine beast, which was the elephant.
Oh, the Dora? The shark people?
I don't try and... Yeah, the shark people.
Okay.
Their divine beast is an elephant, and they're shark people?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an elephant in the water, and it shoots water out of its trunk. It
as
makes,
opposed to elephant in the room.
Yeah.
It makes zero sense. It was very challenging. I'm really liking the game just for the puzzle aspect. And I got all the way to the part where now I have to fight, like, some mech thing, a guardian, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And it just beat the hell out of me so much, so I left it. Now I'm just going to go farm XP and then come back
and
finish it out. But I did all the puzzles and stuff, and that was super fun. But I feel like I'm still way underpowered when it comes to the combat.
I've heard that Divine Beast is the one to start with. That's the easiest one to start with.
Well, I think because I've kind of been following the game in a linear type of path, and that's the first...
That's the first one you come across.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess depending on which direction you go.
I guess.
Because if you go... So, like, because you went, like, northeast. If you go west, there's another one out there that way.
Interesting. But it's a really good game.
Yeah.
I can't wait to keep playing it. I have played probably 90% of my time on the Switch handheld style.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not playing it on the TV.
I think I've done 50-50.
Interesting. Did you expect it to be 50-50 or...
No, it's just kind of, I mean, it's weird. I kind of used it the way I kind of expected to use it. I'll be playing it, and then, like, my wife will want to watch, like, Netflix. So I'm like, okay, I'll just pop it out, and then I play it on the couch.
Oh, so you pay no attention to your wife.
Yep.
Perfect.
Hey, it's the Switch.
Or I'll bring it over here to play, you know, before the show.
Which you were doing.
Yeah. Which I was doing, yeah.
Well, that was what you're playing. I thought that was pretty good. Ivy, what's chat saying? Are they playing the same games? Do they agree, disagree, think we suck?
They've been playing a lot of the same ones, but they've also been asking a lot about Mass Effect Andromeda.
Oh my god.
They've been getting a lot of mixed reviews on it.
How dare them
get mixed reviews?
Yes.
They want to know what you guys think about it.
The game's not out yet, right?
Yeah.
Do we have a news story on it?
Well, what do you guys have been hearing?
I haven't heard anything about it. I've seen trailers for the multiplayer just literally, like, you know, moments ago.
Right before the show, yeah.
And I saw trailers about the single player a while back, and the game looks like it's going to be amazing to me. Like, if you liked Mass Effect...
And you hate good facial animations?
Yeah, just don't zoom in on the faces.
Because you're always seeing the facial animations and, you know, being disgusted by them, clearly. I don't know. If you like the old stuff, I don't see you not liking this one. And all the old ones seem to get a good review. I wonder what the reviews, the naysayers, are out there saying. But I don't really care, actually, because I'm going to buy it anyway.
I haven't seen too many reviews. I've seen, like, previews. Like, we saw the preview of the multiplayer.
Yeah, that's all I've seen,
though. Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of, like, reviews coming out.
And the game's out on the 21st, right?
Yes.
So
unless you're an EA, like, season pass holder.
When is it out? Today or something?
All access.
Well, EA All Access.
Yeah, if you have EA All Access, I believe you get access to the game early.
Mm. I would guess Friday. Maybe this Friday.
Is that enough to turn you into All Access person, Aaron?
No.
Would you pay $10
no.
to play the game early?
Is it 10? I thought it was 5. Did they up it?
Is it 5? What if it was 5, Aaron? Would
is
you pay 5?
Is it useless? Yes.
To play the game early?
I don't need to play the game early. What do I need to play the game early for?
I don't know. You just can't wait.
One, an adult. Two, I have patience. And three, I'm going to get the game anyway.
You have patience. Before Wildlands came out, our group chat was filled with nothing but you, Jerry, and Steven whining because Wildlands hadn't come out yet.
Do you know how drug dealing works? They give you the first taste for free.
They give you the beta.
Exactly.
Then, yeah.
That's what they did. I've got nothing on this Mass Effect. So,
yeah.
You know, the last time Mass Effect 3 came out, they gave us a beta. And we did the same thing. We were all like, dang, we needed this game. Only problem is, actually, they kept that. It wasn't a beta. It was a demo. So we were able to play it up until the game came out. And then it was just like, well, now we have the game, so we don't need the demo anymore. So I don't know. I can't see anything being terribly bad in the game unless there's, like, just stupid amount of glitches. And that could just be the case, so.
Yeah, the multiplayer looked really good.
Pre-game barley and berets. Damn.
Oh my god. That was awful.
We were really on.
You went fix that in post?
Yeah. I'll fix it. I'll put something better in there.
Yeah.
I'll put bunions and bills.
Nope. Keep thinking. So
that means you're gonna sing later.
On the top of the docket, we have Overwatch news, of course. So coming up first, Overwatch character Orisa is on her way, everybody. She's dropping to all platforms on Tuesday, March 21st.
Get ready for everybody's main to get Switch.
Right? Now, I haven't seen anything, actually, about what her stats are like after they've tweaked her. So I don't know how different she's going to be from when we were playing her on the PTR.
I have no idea. The only thing that I heard they were doing is reducing her magazine size from like 300 to 250 or something.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Or maybe it was 200 to 150 because that sounds ridiculous.
It's like 300 to 3. You get three shots.
You get three shots. Use them well.
It's a Gatling gun
still. Along with the announcement, they dropped a short making of documentary, which is, you know, pretty interesting. But what I liked about it was... when they were developing her, they used a Gothic Zarya holding a Bastion turret. That's how they kind of... that's where they started. Okay. And then they built from that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just give me the damn character, Blizzard.
Overwatch dropping was the Overwatch director reveals some changes that might be coming during an Ask Me Anything.
Okay. So, what we got?
We found out Winston is the least picked hero.
Duh.
Which makes complete sense.
Okay.
He's getting a buff, which we already knew. Lucio might be getting reworked. So he's saying that Lucio is one of the most played characters, but people feel like playing him, you don't really have an impact on the match.
True.
I could see that. I mean, he's such a pivotal character that like most IGLs are good Lucios.
Right.
Because he's good at surveying the entire battlefield and keeping track of, you know, who's where.
Yeah.
And he's kind of hard to hit. So he's
super hard to hit.
So, you know, he is pivotal, but you're right. He doesn't do very much. He doesn't heal all that much. His heals are consistent but small, and then dealing damage is non-existent.
Exactly.
So what do they mean rework? Like a new kit? Like a full-blown new kit?
Not really. They're going to make some tweaks and changes to make him more pivotal, more essential to the game, but without making him an obvious pick. Because right now he's kind of like Corey said, he's kind of like you have to have Lucio.
Yeah.
But they're going to try and change that, not make him an obvious pick, but still make him a better pick than he is now. Details weren't really explained, but that's just something to look out for.
That's interesting.
Widowmaker is getting a change.
Thank you.
Thank God.
No, she's getting a legendary skin.
Oh man, get that out of here. That's stupid.
I saw Widowmaker is getting, I was like, oh crap, is she getting like something getting buffed?
She needs a new
ult. Is she getting a kit? Is she getting changed? Yeah, the two things I would want to see is a better ult from Widowmaker, and then that Claw should have a way smaller cooldown.
You know why? Because the Claw definitely needs a cooldown.
What is it, like a 10 second cooldown?
It's like 10 years.
Yeah.
You can only do it once per match.
Once per decade.
The problem with her is that, to me, that ult really does not help that much.
It's not a huge help. I mean, it helps her more than it helps the team. Because
yeah.
It helps her if she's trying to, like, get somebody from behind a wall, she can use her ult, and then she sees them when they're about to pop out.
That's, I still say her ult should be able to shoot through the walls.
I think her ult scales a little bit, too, with the the player's skill.
Like, that's true.
The higher tier you get, the knowledge of where people are is more valuable. Because when we play in gold tier, where I'm at, and, you know, where Aaron's probably at is bronze or something like that.
My lord.
It's hard. You know where everyone's coming from. You know they're just going to trickle in over and over again.
But then what about the statistics? Are there more people in the upper echelon playing this game than there are in the lower ones?
See, that's what I was asking. I mean, do you have a lot of people playing Widowmaker in the upper tiers? I would think not.
Depends on the map. Like, King's Row, she's a solid pick.
And who are they catering to? Are they catering to those upper echelon players that are the esports, you know?
They kind of have to, because if they do give her a change that buffs her so that, you know, you losers can make something work out of her, then she's going to be way overpowered on the pro scene, and then she's useless.
They don't have to make her overpowered, but she definitely doesn't. Well, she definitely feels useless as of right now, unless you're just like the crack shot.
I think a more diplomatic way of saying what Corey said is that if they adjust it for the lower common denominator, then in the hands of a pro player, she's going to be crazy.
But I just remembered you guys are playing on console, so do whatever you want, because it doesn't matter.
Wow. It really I do feel that they should have a separate kind of dev team that buffs and nerfs people depending on if it's
whether
PC or... Yeah, because I feel like they are different. They are different. Like, if you're a sniper with a mouse and keyboard, you're 10 times more accurate
than...
Yeah,
but that's any shooting game. Any shooting game.
Okay, but this is a competitive shooting game then. This isn't versus the environment. This is you versus other people.
Right, but you're not going to get competitive in on a console. I mean, they have a competitive
mode.
Okay,
so that's what I'm saying.
Not
so then
be in the
so then she's useless on the console.
Basically, that's
so that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you had separate and they would develop her for a console type of Widowmaker.
How do you see her being developed for a console differently?
I don't know. I think it'd be a different... You'd have to look at her differently.
Aimbot.
No, not an aimbot. Not something to help her improve, to make her more like the feeling you would get if you're using mouse and keyboard, but just make her a character that it's not that emphasized, like, I need to be this crack shot with my whatchamacallit.
So maybe boost her non-sniper damage.
Maybe.
Hmm. We are soon going to be able to gift loot boxes.
It's about damn time.
It's something that they're working on. No word on when that's going to be, but they are working on it. So if you're feeling generous, you can start giving loot boxes
to people.
I
think that piece of news is specifically for Doom Kitty, because no one's going to be gifting that shit, honestly.
Yes.
But now,
right. Absolutely. Yes.
I'm thinking about how many I'm going to send to Ivy now.
Ivy,
give me all of your loot boxes, especially during events. Send them all to me.
They're going to rain loot boxes on Ivy.
Can they do that in... is it going to be console too, or is that just...
Make it rain.
I didn't specify, but I'm assuming it's going to be
across
platforms. But I don't think that Aaron, as a console player, can gift you, Corey, as a PC player.
No, I wouldn't expect
that. No, I wouldn't expect
and
that.
And never would he do that anyways.
I wouldn't probably...
He's not
going to
spend money on himself for a loot box.
Sure.
You don't think they'll ever do cross-platform with Overwatch?
No.
In fact, I've seen so many stories about...
I would love that.
People jerry-rig their PlayStations and Xboxes to be able to use mouse and keyboard. And Aaron and I were looking at a story a few weeks ago about how Kaplan came out and flat out said, like, this is not okay to do. And he's trying to push console makers to ban that sort of technology from being able to work with those consoles. So you can't do that. So they're not going to do a cross-platform. Maybe Xbox, a PlayStation, if anything.
What else
we got?
Nintendo says that the Switch will eventually get Netflix and other streaming services.
Well, okay. And
so,
other news, Air is keeps you alive.
Well, that's the thing. is they came out and said that it wasn't a priority. They're trying to differentiate themselves away from other consoles. They want it to be a gaming device first and not an entertainment one.
Really?
And they're coming out saying all this stuff, and then now they're kind of saying, like, that's not what we want to focus on because we don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, but we're in talks for it to eventually come. And the article I was reading, and I have to agree with it, is, well, wait, doesn't the Switch lend itself to being the perfect gaming device to have that?
Perfect.
Because then it's the ultimate gaming tablet, and then you get into bed, you're done with Zelda, you turn on Netflix, and you're good to go.
Chill. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's crazy. No word on when that's going to come, but they're saying
it'll be out tomorrow.
Surprise! Nintendo drops it tomorrow. They're in talks with Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon.
Think we'll get a web browser?
We don't need a web browser.
They didn't say whether you get a web browser, but I don't. I mean, I never use a web browser on any of my consoles.
What was the one that was on the Wii? Netscape?
Wii Browse. I think it was Netscape.
The hell was it? It was something.
Net Zero?
It was something with N. I know it was. They'll know it in chat. But
it's Netscape.
It wasn't good.
It was horrible.
It wasn't good.
I've never been a fan of the browsers on the consoles.
You know, I had a good night last night. I went back to my roots. It was one of those days where I'm one day away from getting my paycheck. There's like no food in the house, but I had to get creative and figure something out.
Oh no.
And all I had was like ramen. Which I'm so sick of ramen. I've had so much top ramen, I couldn't do it again. I found some tomato paste.
Oh, God.
So I made spaghetti with tomato paste, like just some random spices, a little bit of honey, some parsley, some red crushed red pepper, put it all together over some ramen noodles. Amazing.
Actually sounds good, but honey.
No.
How does that not sound good?
No.
What?
That sounds, you lost it.
That sounds, basically it sounds like the struggle.
Struggle is real.
Man.
That is exactly
I had
what
no spaghetti noodles, so I didn't cook the ramen like with
Did
the...
Montezuma come knocking at your door this morning?
Oh, no. I didn't actually use like
you didn't use the ramen spice.
The ramen spice.
First of all, how much is spaghetti?
And two.
A bag of spaghetti sticks?
88 cents.
Yeah.
If
you can probably find
and
that
two,
on that corner.
The struggle is real.
Why would you put something sugary in your
sauce?
That's
what
the weird
I'm
part.
Up.
Yes, the
what?
Honey.
It's the honey.
Why'd you put honey in it?
I put honey. It was tomato paste. You know how, like, if you have ragu or,
right.
rich people out there who get ragu, it's got...
No, sweetie. No, you make yours from scratch. Thank you.
Well,
wow.
I didn't have tomatoes. And even, like, okay, I'm going to be honest here. Times I've had spaghetti made from scratch where they just, like, mash the tomatoes and stuff, it tastes bad.
Oh, that's because you haven't had mine. That's why.
Do you put honey in it?
No, you never put honey in it.
You put honey in the...
No, you don't. You don't put honey
okay,
in it,
yeah.
ever.
So Travis,
put honey in it.
Travis in chat, he comes out, people put sugar in tomato sauce, but not honey. Was that the only sweet thing you could find?
Well, I don't cook with sugar. I've never really cooked with sugar.
I don't put sugar in it either. I don't like any of that stuff in it.
I've never put sugar in it either, yeah.
And
never...
anything you put sugar in, I think honey is a better substitute. I love honey. It's my favorite thing. I eat it by the spoonful.
Winnie the Pooh over here.
Yeah.
Honey. I love honey. No.
Yeah.
We know who Corey's cosplaying as first.
Exactly. I've never had... I've only had honey as of, like, this last 2 years in my adult
what?
Life. Not like, no, I've had honey before, but I'm like, actually okay.
Purchased honey.
A thing of honey. Like,
honey lasts 2 years.
Like, I never really had a need for it, but they never started... Ever since I started making my own teriyaki sauce, that's kind of, a key ingredient. So I needed it for that. And literally, that's all I use it for, though.
I use it for tea. Yeah.
I'm not a tea drinker.
I get good stuff, too. I don't get clover. I get the organic
Teavana
stuff right from grown here in Sacramento, from Sacramento Bees.
And I'm the hipster, huh?
I get the ones, the one that's in the bear.
Bees, actually.
You're talking about the honey?
I get the one that's in the bear,
like
too,
the
yeah.
The bear?
I literally
get the honey that's in the bear.
The only reason why I got the one that was in the bear each time is because I see it on TV. Like,
I usually get the one in the bear, but I currently have a jar of honey from Dubai.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, why don't we just...
Mix your own tomato sauce, has
the
Dubai
one upper,
honey.
The one upper for real.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I drink honey, too, but
I am racking
Dubai.
Up the points tonight.
My spaghetti
yes.
noodles came straight from Italy, by the way.
I'm like, oh, what did you...
Fresh.
Mussolini
you had regular
delivered
water?
Them.
Mussolini himself delivered them.
I got
the waters,
water from the ice caps up north.
If Mike Mount Shasta.
Directly, yeah. Tapped him for the carbonation of the world.
I think... I think a lot of your taste comes from, like, your parents and stuff. So when my dad would make spaghetti, he made it... sweet, kind of. Like, it wasn't
what?
Like sweet. It wasn't like...
So weird.
But,
so
you know,
weird.
Whenever... When he wouldn't use honey, he even used... And this is, like, how you really know the struggle is real. When we didn't have sugar or anything, he used those Crystal Light packets. So it tasted like peach tea a little bit.
That's horrible. So you just don't know what spaghetti tastes like is what I'm hearing.
Maybe that's what it is.
That is basically
He's
what
never
I'm hearing.
Had legit spaghetti
You've never
before.
Had spaghetti before.
He's
You've had struggle,
oh,
Eddie.
Man. He's had tomato light.
Yeah, tomato light, yes. Tomato light, struggle, Eddie.
Hashtag save Corey.
The background of Corey is growing. He went to school with two teachers.
Two teachers, yeah.
And he never had spaghetti. He had spaghetti crystal light.
It feels like you were
crystal light spaghetti.
Like you were born in a third world country, and you are just experiencing America for the first time, and all it has
That's
to offer.
That's what it's like when you see a movie where like an immigrant comes, and they have to be like, no, you don't eat it like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's a spork.
That's a spork.
You don't cut
your
food with it. Stop it. Yeah, that's what that is. No, that's honey. You don't put that in spaghetti.
Don't put that in,
exactly.
Don't put that in tomato. Okay. All right.
Why are you putting mustard in your cereal?
Sorry.
Or it's like on Elf.
When I grew up, my dad used to make our cereal sour, so I'm used to putting Dijon mustard in it.
Have you ever tried? No, this is for real. You reminded me. I made cereal once with water instead of milk.
Oh no!
Because you didn't have milk.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just eat it dry?
No.
Why was water a better option than
Whoa,
dry cereal?
Whoa, fucking bitch.
What?
Sorry.
Whoa, Barefoot. You know what? You know why he gave us $50?
To have you have a nice spaghetti meal. That's what it was. He wants you at the spaghetti factory or something. He said, you need to eat a real meal.
Oh, man.
For the love of everything.
Wow. But for real, though, thank you.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Thank you. That was he gave us a tip on the just the tip jar down below, and that's why
the spaghetti jar.
People from the podcast will wonder why he just yelled "fucking bitch" because that's my that's my response to getting $50.
Can we see what he said?
It went by too quick.
Yeah, I'll look that up in a minute. But okay. I used to put water in spaghetti. I made spaghetti sandwiches. You guys do that?
No,
at least?
Spaghetti sandwiches is fine. If you wait, did you toast it?
Toast the bread?
Toast the bread first.
No.
Yeah, see, no. I can't have it just like mushy on mushy.
Wonder bread?
Then you're having soggy.
Yeah, you're just having a soggy sandwich. If you had like the garlic salt or something like that.
Okay, a little bit of seasoning.
And then you put that over your toast.
Yeah.
And then you put some spaghetti on there.
You butter the toast.
Garlic salt. Spaghetti. Boom. You got a sandwich right there.
Hey, Corey.
Yeah?
Do you eat your Pop-Tarts with ketchup?
No, that's absolutely disgusting. I don't eat Pop-Tarts.
That's what Lunchbox is saying. You eat your Pop-Tarts with ketchup.
It's all in the same realm.
It's A1 sauce.
It's all in the same realm. That's fancy. That's fancy when it hits the A1 sauce.
And Sheldon wants to know if you eat sugar sandwiches.
Oh, no, yeah.
He's basically Buddy the Elf.
You talking about for dessert?
Sugar sandwiches are actually the thing,
like
though.
Like toast with sugar on it? With butter and toast?
Oh, yeah.
There is a thing in Australia where you butter the toast, the toast bread very lightly, and then you put these little sprinkles on it, and it's called fairy bread. Mm. And it's amazing.
We have star bread.
Senorita bread?
Yeah, senorita bread.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, butter, salt, and a tortilla. Yeah, you butter up a tortilla, roll it, and you eat it. It's good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
This is all struggle. Yeah. Welcome to the struggle food hour, everybody.
Peanut butter and jelly on a tortilla.
I've never had that. That sounds
I have not done
disgusting.
That.
Toast a tortilla a little bit.
Yeah, no, that
And
sounds...
then you put peanut butter and jelly and roll it up.
Yeah.
Ooh, someone said they made a tangwich.
That's gross. Hang on.
Are we talking about the drink, or is this a whole different
like the
subject?
The drink. Tang.
Like the astronaut drink?
Not like poontang.
Whoa.
Excuse me? This is a podcast.
Wow.
We can't just say poontang. Wow.
But not a bad sandwich idea. Not a bad sandwich idea.
Makes a better pie.
Wow.
Damn.
Oh, man.
That I'd accept you putting honey on, sir.
Ooh, peanut butter jelly and a banana. Wow.
That's
the way Elvis died.
I would be okay without the
Wait,
jelly.
Wait, how'd Elvis die?
Peanut butter and jelly and banana.
Oh, the Elvis.
I would leave out the jelly. Peanut butter and banana. That's good.
I could read the tip.
All right.
I found it from Barefoot Hiker. It says, heading to the AT in 3 weeks. I would say I'd miss you guys, but I don't want to get all teary-eyed. You know how it goes. Still in Orlando till I depart. Catch me on Instagram if you want. Later, fire.
Nice. Going to the AT? That's, where is AT?
Is that Atlanta?
That's ATL.
That's ATL.
So I don't know what AT is.
I'm ignorant at this point. I don't know what it means.
Almost sounds like he's getting, like he's in the service. He's getting shipped out.
I wonder what the AT is.
I don't know. Let us know in chat.
Yeah,
you ought to be safe out there, sir, because it's dangerous in the world.
Oh, and Corey, chat was saying earlier that you look tired, and they think you're tired because you've been spending so much time twirling your mustache.
No, it's actually because he's malnourished from the
from honey spaghetti.
The honey spaghetti he's been eating.
Next we're going to hear is he just boiled some noodles and put honey on it.
Yeah,
and he said, "Guys, I had spaghetti."
Disgusting.
I didn't realize that this was so rare.
What do you mean you didn't realize it's so rare?
Yeah, honey is just like, you put that on everything.
No, you don't.
Find Mew in Pokemon Go before you put honey on some random noodles.
You can put honey on bread
butter.
with
that's
butter.
Delicious.
You can put honey in tea.
Yep.
You could put honey in your oatmeal even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All acceptable. All acceptable.
All of those things. You could use honey to sweeten, like, I don't know.
Tea?
Tea?
No? Okay. That's no? Really is, it. Is that the weird thing?
Honey.
No, I'm self-conscious.
Honey on your tang? That'll work.
The drink or the
when
other.
You're sick, you put honey in all of your stuff.
Oh,
you
know, yeah. When I'm sick, I just drink
spoonfuls
honey.
Of honey when you're sick. Yeah, you could do that. That's about it, though.
Honestly, tired because, like, the job I have right now is so demanding. Like, I woke up at about 8 a.m., started working, and, like, I didn't stop until these guys walked in. And, in fact, I'll be up till way after these guys are gone because tomorrow Energy Esports is going to be making a major announcement. So
they're partnering with Disney.
Yeah, we're partnered with Disney now.
That time I was
going
to say it. I was like, I'm going to jump on Aaron. Yeah.
Well, it's actually Disney Pixar, and they're going to do an animated movie.
There you go. Wait till you see seagulls rendering.
Yeah, with seagulls.
Seagull is going to play an actual seagull.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's been an incredibly busy time. Like this last weekend, we announced our new sponsor. So esports, you know, you're used to hearing sponsors like, Red Bull or what are some of the other ones? You know, computer companies.
Monster
Energy. Yeah, you're used to these. But for in the first ever sponsorship, Energy picked up it from, it's a city. City decided to sponsor esports. So Washington, D.C. is now a named sponsor.
That's pretty crazy when you think about it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty pioneering. Like, it's opening up that whole market that we've talked about on the show for years about tying esports to cities, and it's that next step. Now, this is not, like, and we've said it over and over again, this is not, like, now it's not the Washington, D.C. Energy. When the Overwatch League kicks in, it doesn't mean that's where they're going to end up. It's just, you know, a sponsorship.
What other examples are there of cities just sponsoring something? That's not going to be, like, you have the Sacramento Kings or you know, the Milwaukee Bucks or something like that. But, I mean,
Something that is not anything.
I mean, it can be anything, but Sacramento doesn't have their name or the city doesn't have their name attached to it. Like, they're not the L.A. blank, blank, blank. You know what I mean?
Or you mean you don't see, like, city names on a NASCAR or something?
Right.
Like
yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But they're sponsoring them. Can you do that for podcasts? Can Sacramento...
Well, we kind of already claimed them as a sponsor. I mean, Sacramento's number one gaming podcast.
I mean, that's just facts, though, we're putting
that. I guess that's true. That's not really a sponsor.
Exactly. So what if Sacramento officially said, you know what, yeah, we're sponsoring you.
I mean, when they say.
Yeah, exactly, basically. We're working when, on it. Yeah. We got a whole bunch of things
it's,
in the pipeline.
It's actually...
I got to meet with the mayor's office.
So it's kind of complicated. It's basically Washington, D.C., Barefoot the Hiker with another $50.
What?
Son of a bitch.
What? Holy crap.
Stop it.
Somebody stole their mother's credit card.
Okay. He says, apparently I have the Banhammer. AT is the Appalachian Trail. It's a 21,000-mile hike. I won't have much of the way of phone service.
Holy crap.
Oh, crap. That's crazy.
You are a lunatic.
Appalachian Trail,
yeah,
huh?
It's a huge hiking, like, huge hike.
Is it like day type of thing? Like it takes a couple of days or something?
Days.
Okay.
Because there's one on the West Coast, the Pacific Coast Trail. You could take that, and it starts in, like, way up in Canada and it goes all the way down to Mexico.
Screw that.
And like on the way there's like, I don't want to say cities, like settlements, I guess, where you can stop and stay along the trail.
For free.
Or I think so. Or you just camp on the trail. People bring camping gear.
No way am I or will I ever be athletic A or B man enough to do anything that crazy.
I mean, big ups to you, brother.
You could do anything if you set your mind to it.
No, my mind says no.
But my body.
But your body says yes.
No, my body of all things says no.
Your body says let it happen.
I don't know if I can do that.
My body says take a warm shower.
Who's the other people? Like, there's the driving on motorcycle across Australia.
I would die, but I would do it.
You ever hear that?
I've heard people driving up to Alaska on a motorcycle.
Yeah, no. See, I can't do the long ride stuff like that. That's too much.
I had a coworker. He was an old, old man. Mm-hmm. He was old, like 40.
And his name was Corey?
No.
40's old to you. You're going to have a sad life, sir.
No, he was an old man.
He was up there, though.
He was like in his 70s, I believe.
All right.
And
you went from 40 to 70.
It's yeah, a long, something like that. It's a whole other person's
He's
life.
In that ballpark.
All right.
And
that's a ballpark.
He'd had a stroke years ago, And so he could barely, I worked with the guy for years, and sometimes he'd come in and not know who I was. But his favorite thing to do was these giant hikes. Him and his wife would both do these big backpacking trips where they'd be carrying like 75-pound bags that have like food in it, like a pop-up tent or, you know, whatever they were doing. And they would just go out for a week or two.
Wow.
And just walk around. And it was the craziest thing. He'd come back with stories of like how he'd poop in rattlesnake holes. Like, that was...
I figure one day he just wanted to come up to you and be like, you know what, Corey? I'm just going to walk out there and never come back. Just going to forget everything and just never come back. I'm going to be a part of the land.
Bite him in the ass.
Yeah, I could never do that kind of stuff. A buddy of mine, it's his birthday coming up, and that's what he wanted to do, was like a backpacking trip.
But how long? Like, what's the time?
This one was a day or two. Yeah, see, no, 2 days. It was definitely an overnighter.
I could do that. I could do like a day or two. I don't know. I couldn't do a week.
I think I could do it, but at the same time, it's like you're going to make that your birthday party, like to a bunch of friends who don't do that thing. I'm not going to go buy a big old traveling backpack and a new tent.
Oh, no, I'd wing it with the equipment I had.
I wouldn't even do that.
I go camping, like, my wife and I go camping with her parents, but they have, like, a trailer. So we just pitch a tent on their
site. That's not camping. That's parking.
We camp. Not camping.
We camp because we have a tent.
That's glamping.
No, they glamp. We have a tent on their site. But, yeah. So we're roughing it.
Where do you bathe?
In the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
In the creek.
In the creek?
Yep.
See, that's my problem. I can't.
If you're bathing in the creek.
No, they have a shower in their camper.
That's not camping. That's not camping.
See, that's what.
Unless you're finding a friendly tree and digging a hole, that ain't camping.
That's a life goal of mine, is to camp? Get a gigantic. No, I don't camp. Oh. A gigantic RV.
Yeah.
Like, you know, bus size. And drag my family along with me across the U.S.
I would want something like an Airstream, like the old school ones.
Hey, Aaron, and Webb and Ivy, Fire, who is doing the donation, is Fire Crotch Rocket.
Holy crap!
Oh, you're freaking snap! Yeah. He changed his name.
Yeah, for the thing, I think you could put in a name, but
that's what our freaking fans evolving and trying to change your names and stuff like that. Drew in the TARDIS.
Fire Crotch Rocket. I like that name.
Fire Crotch Rocket is awesome, man.
That's a cool name.
He would join my streams on the PS4 all the time. Yeah. Like first person in there and stuff. Like he's a good guy. Good guy.
He's not dying.
He's going to the Appalachian Trail.
We don't know.
let's be honest here.
Appalachian Trail is sketch.
Yeah. He's talking about he's not going to have phone service up there. Like,
might as well be dead if you don't have a phone.
Pretty much.
You ever see the movie Without a Paddle? I expect that to happen to him.
Did you ever see that movie? They made a sequel to that.
Yeah, I never watched a sequel because it was straight to video.
Man, that was a quick-ass show.
That was.
Luckily for those of you who show up week in and week out and watch the show live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang or our Facebook channel, Video Game Bang Bang, the show continues. We will get to continue and have more conversations of whatever you guys want to talk about, essentially. If you guys want to talk about spaghetti, we can do that. If you want to talk about the struggle, we can talk about that. One thing we want to send you guys out with is that if you are in the Sacramento region, this is our breakout moment, so to speak, this weekend, Saturday, at Pregame Boosters and Beef. You can watch Video Game Bang live, maybe join us on the show. We'll have mics. It'll be very freeform. I don't even know if we'll like produce it for a podcast. It's more just for an experience for people to come out, hang out, watch some esports. And, you know, meet some people from the Sacramento Kings. We're going to be shooting videos, all sorts of fun. So please come out to that. And then if you want to really support us and, you know, the Sacramento Kings, buy tickets for the 22nd. That's the game. I think you can get them for as low as $15. And you don't even have to sit in your seats. You can come hang out with VGB the whole time and check us out when we, you know, commentate matches and all that fun stuff. Ivy Doom Kitty, where can people find you on social medias?
On all social media under Ivy Doom Kitty.
Have you been doing any more of the Twitch streams?
Yeah. Not lately, but I will be before I leave town. Find me on twitch.tv/IvyDoomKitty, and everything else is Ivy Doom Kitty. All the things.
All the things. We're still doing the indie arcade stuff, so we're going to pick up with that the next weekend. We'll have some more indie developers in the studio going over some games and having a lot of fun with them, too. So for Aaron Carter, Ivy Doom Kitty, the real David Webb, my name is Corey Vincent saying you've just been banged.